Vancouver, the BC Supreme Court first-degree murder trial of Ibrahim Ali fell silent for 2 full minutes as Crown Attorney Daniel Port neared the end of his closing arguments. Port was illustrating how long it would have taken Ali to strangle the 13-year-old girl he's accused of killing in a Burnaby, BC, park 6 years ago, saying Ali would have had to apply consistent and sustained pressure. Ibrahim Ali strangled the girl for at least that long with his hands or another item around her neck, he told the jury Thursday, citing the coroner's testimony. When you strangle someone for a minimum of 2 minutes and for most of that time, the person is unconscious, it can only be for one reason. To kill them or cause bodily harm you know is likely to kill them. Ali pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder in April. Port summarized for the jury the evidence of more than 4 dozen Crown witnesses who testified during the almost 9-month trial. The body of the girl, whose name is protected by a publication ban, was found in Burnaby's Central Park in July 2017, just hours after her mother reported her missing. Port told the jury that the Crown had proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Ali dragged the girl into a wooded area, sexually assaulted her, then killed her. However, Ali's lawyer Kevin McCullough told the jury the charge against his client hadn't been proven. Their decision should be about facts, not emotions, he said. Emotional decisions have no place in a jury room. The cold, hard facts and the treatment of the cold, hard facts through the lens of truth beyond a reasonable doubt, that is your job. Jury members could not find Ali guilty of murder simply because they find it reprehensible that he was a 27-year-old man having sex with a 13-year-old teenager, McCullough said. That's not what this case is about, he said. He said the Crown had promised in opening statements that a sexual assault expert would link the sexual assault to the killing. The Crown either decided not to call the evidence or could not find the expert to say it, he said. Now the Crown is asking you to make the leap in logic without that sexual assault expert. The jury did hear from a sexual assault expert who testified that the teen's injuries strongly indicated that she had been sexually assaulted, but Dr. Tracy Pickett's testimony under cross-examination was never completed. Pickett, a specialist in emergency and clinical forensic medicine, was found dead on September 28. On November 7, Justice Lance Bernard instructed the jury to disregard Pickett's testimony and to resist all speculation into her death. McCullough said the jury must instead rely on the evidence from forensic pathologist Dr. Jason Morin, who conducted the autopsy, and said he could not confirm whether the girl's injuries were the result of forced or consensual sexual activity. Evidence that Ali murdered the girl was non-existent, McCullough told the jury. He said the teen's death created a media storm and, come hell or high water, there had to be a murder charge. Someone has to pay and we'd all sleep better at night. McCullough told the jury there were no witnesses who could connect Ali to the park or to the girl's death. Juror deliberations are not the time to come up with your own theory, he said, adding if they found themselves doing that, then the Crown had not proven its case. Reasonable doubt can come from the evidence or the absence of evidence, and I expect the judge will tell you that, he said. Port referred in his closing statement to the testimony from Christine Crossman, an RCMP forensic biologist, who said Ali's DNA was found inside the body of the girl. Only the DNA of the girl and Ali was found, Port emphasized. The only reasonable conclusion is the person who sexually assaulted the girl is also the person who killed her, he said. Morin, a forensic pathologist, testified the girl had been strangled and had numerous injuries on her body. Watch graphic content. Port reminded the jury that Morin had testified that ejaculate is fluid subject to gravity, and that had the girl stood afterward, the semen would run out of the body and onto her underwear and shorts. He noted the state of her body when it was found. Referencing police testimony and crime scene photographs, Port said she was found lying on her back, with her shirt and sports bra pulled up exposing one breast, he said. He added that her shorts were partially down, exposing her genital area. In his final address to the jury, he summarized the Crown's theory. "You should have no difficulty concluding that Ibrahim Ali attacked the girl on the path where she dropped her phone and wallet. He forced her into the woods, which were surrounded by brush, pulled her shirt partway off, and removed her shorts," Port said. His sexual assault of her included penetration, during which he ejaculated inside of her. During the course of this sexual assault, or shortly afterward, he strangled the girl, killing her. "He left her body where it was found by police," Port said. "Motive was not relevant," Port said, but he added there was no evidence the girl and Ali knew each other. Any suggestion they knew each other or had any type of communication, in the Crown's view, would be speculation, Port said. McCullough told the jury last week that they would not be calling any evidence in defense of the allegations because the Crown hadn't proven its case. Bernard told the jury Thursday that closing statements from the defense were likely to continue into Friday. The judge will then give his final instructions to the jury before members begin their deliberations. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 30, 2023. Brianna Charlebois, The Canadian Press.